It wasn't the fashion, was it? Now it is the fashion.
No, it wasn't the fashion.
Am I saying it wrong?
No, I think you're absolutely right. My children don't borrow, and I think they're unusual in that respect. They don't borrow because they've been brought up believing that cash is better than credit.
Did you do well in school under the circumstances?
I didn't excel, but I did all right. I did quite well. I got into the law school.
What took you away? This was later, right? You didn't get into the law school prior to your military.
No. I had only a year and a half of college credit. Then I was called active duty in the Air Force in January of 1943.
How old were you?
I was still 17. I'm sorry, I was called to active duty in January of 1944. I was 18. I joined the Air Force in June or July of 43, and I was still 17. I was called to active duty in January of 44. And I had just completed. I was 2 weeks shy of completing the third semester. And some of my professors gave me early examinations in order to permit me to leave. Others refused to do so, one of whom was William Payton, who was the accounting professor of great renown. He would not give me a special examination because of the burden upon him to devise the examination. I never forgot that.
Were you eligible age-wise to join the Air Force when you did, or did you have to fight?
No. I was eligible to join it when I did. At 17, I'm not sure, Roger, now that you ask about it, I'm almost certain that I was eligible to join. I wouldn't have lied about something like that.
Well, you know, you can sort of anticipate. I was going to ask eventually about the chief that I can't recall the name of, but I could find it quickly. You may jump to mind instantly of the 17-year-old employee in some kind of a construction enterprise. I think you wrote this case.
Yes, I remember.
Remember that one? And this kid
lied about his age.
He did. And then there was a question of liability,
yeah,
and that sort of thing.
And the legislature provided that underage employees who were injured on the job were entitled to double compensation. And I think I wrote that was a judgment that the legislature was entitled to make. It made it. He had the task of applying. Relatively simple decision to reach.
Well, of course, there was the question, I guess, of a fraudulent representation there, that but for that, he never would have been employed in the first place.